Grace, mercy, peace from God our Father through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dear members, friends of New Life, brothers in the ministry, guests and visitors, and especially you, Joel, on a very, very special day in your life. You need to come with me.
It's fun while it lasts.
I'm going to share with you something that's extremely vital in your ministry here at New Life. A lot of the members in here know what's coming. I can hear it already. You might be tempted to stand right here to greet the people after the service. Don't do it. I did that one of my last times that I had the privilege of conducting worship here at New Life. And as I stood here, all of a sudden a little fellow came rushing up the aisle. He came up to me and said, "The real pastor stands here." So, if you want to be a real pastor here at New Life, stand here.
Got it. Okay, good.
We can go back. All kidding aside, at least I hope I'm kidding. To be a real pastor here at New Life, even as you've been at Christ for many years, you do need to stand in the right place. And that, as you well know, is on the Word of God. That's what the Apostle Paul encourages you to do in 2 Thessalonians 2:15 to 17. Let me share those words with you now. "So then, brothers, stand firm. Hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of mouth or by letter. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and work." So, Paul's words, really the Holy Spirit's words to you today, indeed encourage you, be a real pastor here at New Life. Stand in the right place on the Word of God and enjoy the encouragement of those near you to stand there. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, you sent the shepherd into this world to suffer, die, and rise again, so that we lost sheep could be redeemed and saved. And then he called others to continue preaching and sharing that gospel. And he's still doing so today. So as we are here, as Pastor Garbage begins his ministry at New Life, continue to bless him, give him courage and strength, same for his family, same for all the members of New Life, that indeed the souls here may be fed and many others be gathered, so that one day we can enjoy glory with the Good Shepherd forever. In his name we pray. Amen. It appears some false pastors, if you will, false teachers, had infiltrated the congregation in Thessalonica of Greece, teaching a number of false things, but the thing that seemed to be most prominent in their misleading of the people was that the last day was either right around the corner, I mean right around the corner, or some were even thinking, that boggles my mind a little bit, but some were even thinking that last day had already come. And as a result, people were kind of just sitting around and doing nothing. Even the people in the congregation, at least many of them, I mean, why should they be? Jesus was coming right around the corner, and they were just waiting for him. People were sitting around idly, and for that reason, as is always the case when false teaching is going on, not a lot of gospel ministry was happening. And so the apostle urges them to return to that original teaching he had brought to them, the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and to hold firm to it. There was a lot of gospel ministry that needed to be done. Now, still the apostle saw these fellow Christians in Thessalonica as believers, as he said right before this, whom God had called to be his redeemed children by the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. In fact, he, as you heard, calls them brothers. And the New NIV translation, and you can debate this, I know, but certainly sisters are included. Brothers and sisters in Christ. He still felt, even though some of them were being misled to a degree, they were still brothers and sisters in Christ. And so again, he urged them to return to that gospel that he had brought to them and to hold fast to it. He wrote, "So then, brothers, stand firm and hold to the teachings we passed on to you, whether by word of God, word of mouth, or by letter." Now, you may know, I know my brothers know, that Pastor Paul, as it were, had handed down to him the word of God in all its truth and purity directly from Jesus himself out there for a time in the desert. And then he did as he should. He, as he said, handed it down to co-workers like Pastor Timothy and Pastor Silas. And then he says, we, all three of them in turn, had the privilege of handing it down, not just tradition, but the truth of God's word to these Christians here in Thessalonica of Greece. And the Holy Spirit caused them to believe that, yeah, they were sinners, lost sinners. That's the law. But he also caused them to believe that the Lord Jesus Christ, God's own Son, had come into this world, lived, died, and rose again to be their Savior. And he urges them to stand in the right place. Paul insisted on it, in fact. Stand on that word of God. And we know that Scripture was written for our learning also. And so, Brother Joel, and all of us, the Holy Spirit, through the Apostle Paul's words, are insisting that we all do that. Stand on that word of God through which the Holy Spirit has called us and has made us stand. Stand in the right place. The gospel message of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lived that perfect life that none of us can live, who died that innocent death, a death we should have died for all eternity. But then most of all, rose again victoriously so that we could have new life. Not just the name of a congregation, but real new life in this world already and then for all eternity in the life to come. Now you, Brother Garvish, need to stand there. And I don't mean near the door, but on that word of God even more as you proclaim that gospel and its truth and purity to the people that gather here. And they're good people, I can guarantee you. I've been here a number of times. Oh, they're still sinners. So they need to hear that message. And you also proclaim that message to people out there in the community. Now I hear tell from, for instance, your friend Joel Schultz sitting back there. In New Life, folks, you have to know, your new pastor is not much of a fisher of men. Doesn't do very well, right, Siri? But the Holy Spirit has definitely made him a fisher. I said a fisher of men, a fisher of fish. He has definitely made him a fisher of men. And that's what the Lord is calling you to do in your new calling here at New Life. I don't know if Paul or John the Baptist had a fantastic voice or not. I know of John the Baptist that we're told he was a voice. That was the main thing. A voice out there in the wilderness pointing people to Christ as their Savior. But I'll tell you one thing, as a member of this man's congregation for the last 8 years, your new pastor, people of New Life, as a voice that's unbelievable. I mean, unbelievably good. It's awesome. And while many people in this world that we live in would, and it's not wrong necessarily, but would be using that gift of a beautiful voice to draw attention to themselves or to make a lot of money, and Lord knows they do, Pastor Garvish will always be using his voice, whether it's singing or speaking, to reach out and proclaim that gospel message of the Savior. And that awesome voice that he has, and that's not his only gift, but it's one of the great ones, he would be the first to stand in line before the Lord and say, it's only and all by the grace of God. Now enjoy that grace of God as you stand in the right place on the Word of God in your new pastorate here at New Life. At the same time, Paul's words remind us or encourage you to enjoy the encouragement of those near you to stand there. Paul indicated to the people in Thessalonica, and they had their struggles, persecutions and so on, that there was one, and he's the main one, of course, who was always, always right there, always near. And he says that, of course, is the one true triune God. He wrote, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. By the grace of God, Paul assured these Christians that the Heavenly Father would always be there doing what a Heavenly Father does, nurturing and upbuilding and strengthening and encouraging. And his Son, the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, would always be there to likewise forgive, love, show mercy toward, and encourage. And yes, the Holy Spirit would be there to, in a sense, put his arm around each one of them and speak words of encouragement in their ears. Now, you didn't hear the name, the Holy Spirit, in the words I just shared with you. That's true. But the very word encouragement, which appears several times, has the same root meaning as the name that Jesus gave for the Holy Spirit when he said he would send him into this world after Jesus had gone back home to heaven. He would be the encourager. Some of you that are my age have heard the name Paraclete. Paraclete means to call to one side, kind of put your arm around and say, it's okay, it's okay. And to encourage to go forward, as Paul says, and every word and deed. So they were encouraging. They were enjoying the encouragement of the one true God, the loving God of grace and power, as well as of the real Pastor Paul, whom the inspired Holy Spirit inspired to write them. And they therefore stand firm in their faith as they stood on the Word of God. As you minister, Pastor Dole, as a real pastor, enjoy the wonderful encouragement of the one nearest you, too. He's been near you all these years. Oh, you've had the Word of God handed down to you from your parents and your family, handed down to you from professors at the seminary, handed down to you through your own study of God's Word since you've been out in the public ministry. But know that God himself, through that Word, puts his arm around you and encourages you and will in the days to come, even in those days when you feel like a failure. Never happened, right? I know better than that. I've been there. Or you feel that things just aren't going according to plan. Whose plan? Right? He'll be there to encourage you. Enjoy that truth, though, of his encouragement also in the times of blessing. And that may be the toughest time to remember them, right? Oh, everything is going great. New life is booming. Everything's just wonderful. The people love me. And we forget, if there are those blessings, who's got his arm around us giving us those blessings? So thank him daily, as I'm sure you do. And then, of course, you realize that the Lord also encourages through the people he places right next to us in our lives. I know that too from experience, and that first and foremost, of course, is your dear wife, Siri, and your two boys. Stand with them together on God's word. I know how important all family is to you. Stand with them on that word at home, here in worship, wherever you possibly can. And thus the Holy Spirit will cause you to continue to be an encouragement to each other as you launch into this new ministry here at New Life. Stand in the right place. When that young boy came rushing down the aisle, he told me to stand in the right place, and he did so rather insistently. I appreciated that. I really did. I wasn't angry or upset by it. I smiled from ear to ear. People of New Life, insist, absolutely insist that your new pastor stands in the right place on the Word of God. For your own spiritual welfare as well as for his. And of course, Mark, his fellow pastor here, insists also that he stand there. And you in turn insist that he stand there. Stand there together on God's word and be an encouragement to one another, especially when one maybe is feeling down a little bit or things aren't quite going. You can commiserate. You can pray together. Be an encouragement, as all of us brothers, we brothers, should be together in the ministry. So as you enjoy standing in the right place, do it for the spiritual welfare of one another, the spiritual welfare of your new pastor and your old pastor, not in age, of course. Enjoy encouraging both as you stand together in the gospel, and you two brothers, enjoy your congregation's encouragement. If it's anything like the times I've been here, and I know I can come and go, I'm very well aware of that, but they have always been such an encouragement, even before the service today. So enjoy their encouragement to stand in the right place. After all, doesn't it all boil down to this? That we want to stand, and we want as many others as possible to stand with Jesus, the Redeemer, the living Redeemer, as he stands on the earth in the end. So, let us all stand together in the right place on the Word of God, and let us all be an encouragement to each other along the way. But today, Brother Joel, you especially, as you carry out your ministry as a real pastor here at New Life. God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen.